弟兄们好，感谢主，我们过了一年了、这一年的话真的有很多很多不同的经历，可是在这里呢，我们就是感恩。为什么呢？就是因为刚才呢，我真是谢谢我们的诗班，他们在哪里呢？带了很好的歌，让我们再一次回想了我们这一年，我们的祝福都是就是应时主耶稣基督，从主而来的只有祝福，没有惩罚，这个就是我们要注意的。另外也给了我们一个盼望，我们基督徒就是有这个盼望，我们这个盼望就是我们能够与主同在，在这个世界上活出了我们应该有的生命出来，把主的福音传扬出去，这个就是我们在这里今天要实行的。然后要是我们有这样的感恩的话，我希望你们可以站起来，在你旁边人说耶稣爱你，我也爱你，好不好？一同起来。我很感谢刘青牧师上次来的话，就给了我们一个很好的一个背景，告诉我们这个《使徒行传》它的本意是怎么样的。那今天呢，我们也是再重复一下，因为像在这个一个那么大的一片的话，我相信我们不可以不谈《使徒行传》第十三章。因为在这里我们可以看见我们在沙勒时候我们的教会跟这个教会有很多相似的地方，所以今天呢我们就在这里再一次的去看这个教会是怎么样的教会。那因为方便的话，我是还是用英语去讲的，我谢谢李立弟兄给我翻译，这个样子呢，就表达方面就比较方便一点啊，不要那么我不知道这么多luck up。
你中文比我们在座的很多讲的都好。
OK， 好，那我们一同去看。OK， 那在这里的话，我们可以看we can see that in the book of Acts。In chapter 13, there's really a transition there. The fact that the task of evangelizing Gentiles is transitioned from Peter to Paul.
那么在使徒行传十三章呢，是一个过渡的这个章节。在这一章里面，我们看见呢，这个向外邦人传道的这个使命呢，就从这个彼得的身上到这个保罗的身上。
You can see that the spotlight now is changing from Paul's ministry.For the rest of the book.
所以在使徒行传的后面的部分，我们就看见重点呢，就是在这个保罗传道的过程里面。
Important thing we can see that is everything that Paul is doing is really because of the work of the Holy Spirit.
那么我们看到呢，保罗所做的每一件事情，其实都是圣灵的工作。
It's the same for each one of us.
所以对我们来说也一样。
Because the work that we are doing as a Christian.Is what Holy Spirit can do through you.
所以呢，我们作为基督徒，我们所做的工作呢，实际上是圣灵通过我们所做的工作。
Be reminded of that because 2024, is the time that you're going to live out the work of the Holy Spirit through you.
所以我们的愿望呢，明年是一个圣灵通过我们所做工的这一年。
That is our hope.
这是一个盼望。
So now on Acts chapter 13, you talk about that it's a cross-cultural mission to the Gentile.
那么在十三章里面，我们看到了，这是一个跨文化的一个宣教过程，对外邦人的宣教。
And the focus right now is the church at Antioch.
这一章的重点就是在安提阿的教会。
This church is an ethnic mixed local congregation.
这个教会是一个 地区的，在安提阿的，而且是一个是一个多元化、多种族的一个教会。
I say that's very familiar with this church because similarity, because this church is combined with a lot of different ethnic background.
You mean to our church?
Our church.
Our church.
Yeah.
那这个教会就和我们教会有一些相似，就是因为就像我们教会一样，我们也有一些这个多元化、多种族的这个背景在里面。
Now, the ethnic church is one thing different is that they are the missionary sending church.
不同的是这个教会呢同时是一个派遣宣教会的教会。
Now, of course, our church have not sent out missionary yet, but we are knowing that we have some sister or brothers in this church have been doing mission work as well.
我们教会现在还没有正式派遣宣教会到外面，但是我们知道我们在支持一些弟兄姊妹的宣教行程。
Now, although that we are looking at the cross-cultural ministry missionary work at this particular chapter,
那我们在看这个多元化多种族的这样一个宣教的过程。
But actually, the cross-cultural ministry was started in chapter 11 of the book of Acts.
但是这个跨文化的宣教实际上从第十一章已经开始了。
At that particular time, you know, that was missionary was sent out from Cyprus and also Cyrene to the church to Antioch.
在那个时候，我们看到呢，就是宣教士从塞浦路斯还有古利奈呢被送到安提阿来宣教。
And they are the one that went there to plant churches.
那他们在那里呢，他们就组建教会。
Now, before, the focus is mainly into the Hellenistic Jew.
在这之前呢，他们的这个工作的重心主要是这个在讲希腊化的犹太人当中。
And because they are the Hellenistic Jew, and they move to the different area to plant their churches. So their focus is into Hellenistic Jews.
因为这两个地方的犹太人本身就是讲希腊话的犹太人，所以他们到一个另外一个地方的话，他们也是这个集中在这样的犹太人当中做宣道的工作。
I'm just go through this map, you know, a little bit. So if you look at that, this is in Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷。
And those are the people, and after the persecution.And the believer, the Hellenistic Jews start moving out.
我们记得当这个斯提凡被用石头砸死的时候呢，这样有大的逼迫在教会里面，所以那个时候呢，尤其是讲希腊话的犹太人，就从耶路撒冷四散。
And they are the ones that start, you know, planting churches. Okay, from Jerusalem to go up to this is the Antioch here.
那他们中间的有一些人从耶路撒冷到了安提阿之后呢，在那里开始组建教会。
Now, like, okay, we have read this before, but we can look into that to get an understanding. Again, I'm going to just remind every one of us that the church at Antioch is a multi-ethnic church, and that they are different than the Hellenistic Jews.
那我请大家再记住一下，就是在安提阿的教会呢，是一个多元化、多种族的教会，所以他们和这个不是单单只有讲希腊话的犹太人。
Hellenistic Jews are Jewish people, but they speak in Greek.
讲希腊话犹太人呢，他们当然是犹太人，但同时他们也讲希腊话。
But when they went to Antioch, the people there, they are Greek speaking, but they were the Gentiles.
当他们到安提阿的时候呢，在住在安提阿的人呢，当然是讲希腊话，但是他们大部分呢，同时是外邦人。
So more and more Gentiles still come to the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们看到越来越多的外邦人呢来认识主耶稣基督。
So that is a time that they start planting small churches among different people group there.
所以在那个时候，他们就决定，他们开始就说建立一些小的教会。
The Messianic Jews or the Hellenistic Jews, so they met together for fellowship.For prayer, for worship, and also the Lord's Supper.
那么已经信耶稣的犹太人呢，他们也在一起聚会啊。他们在这里，他们有聚集，他们有这个有敬拜，他们也分享主的晚餐。
But they are really small groups. They are not really a big group. It's not a big church there that all the believers met together.
但是并不是像今天一样是一个教会许多人聚集在一起。我们相信它是有很多小的这个单位 group 在一起聚集。
In fact, you know, there are a lot of sort of like called house church. That's the beginning of the church is a house church.
其实呢有很多是一个以家庭为单位的聚集，在刚开始教会的发展就是从这个家庭教会发展的。
And in fact, the time that the Greek word called ecclesia. Ecclesia is the meaning of assembly, just a, you know, just a group gathering together, people of God together.
所以在希腊文里面教会这个词呢实际上它的意思直接就是聚集的意思，也就是神的民在一起聚集。
You remember that in chapter 11 in the book of Acts, at 26, he's talking about that Christians of the disciples were called Christian first at Antioch.
如果我们记得在《使徒行传》十一章里面这样讲到，就是门徒被称为基督徒是从安提阿开始。
See that the term Christian is not really a good name at that time.
那基督徒呢，在当时呢，并不是一个好的名字。
This is the term that they give to this group of believers because they don't know who they are.
那么他们把自己称为基督徒，或者是别人称他们为基督徒，因为他们不知道该怎么称呼他们。
Because they believe a resurrected Christ.
因为他们相信已经复活的基督。
And this particular group of people, you know, is pretty completely different than the total society.
那么这么一群人呢，在当时呢，和当时的人是格格不入的。
They have the landlord, they have slaves, they have men, they have women, they have officials, they have regular citizens. Just a total mix of people together, but they can gather together.Without any problem.
那么这群人呢，他们的背景是完全的不同，有男人，有女人，有做官的，也有奴隶啊，也有这个是主人啊。但是他们的背景非常不一样，但是他们可以在一起。
And I think that's the same thing our church right now here. We have different people here. We have different gift. We have different group, different background. But we can get along together because we are the.Disciple our Lord Jesus Christ.
那么就像现在我们的教会有许多背景不同的人啊，我们在一起也很不一样。但是我们因为着主耶稣基督，我们可以在一起成为一个教会。
I think that's what we need to be focused on.
所以这也是我们需要所集中的注意的一点。
So Antioch is a pretty big place. It is a center of the major transportation route.In the time at that particular time.
那么在当时呢，安提阿是一个非常大的城市，它是一个运输的中心。
If you want to go to east,
你要到东部。
No, you want to go to River Tigris and the old Babylonian area that is on the east.
如果你要到 Tigris 那个泰格里斯河的话呢，就是在巴比伦那个时候呢，你要通过那里。
If you go north, then go to Asia Minor.
如果你要到北部小亚细亚的地方。
And if you go south, that's where you go to Egypt.
那你往南呢，也可以到这个埃及去。
So that's the places why there's so many people, live together in that particular town.
所以在这个城里呢，有许多不同的人住在一起。
But that particular town divided four different regions.
那么那个城大概分成四个部分。
Now they have the Jewish section.
它有犹太人聚居的地方
，and they also have the Gentile section，
也有外邦人所住的地方
，and they also have the Greek section，
和希腊人住的地方。
Okay, so they have all different, but the thing is that's why I say the churches are scattered all over. They are small churches.
所以这个城市呢有不同的聚居的地方，但是教会呢是在这个全城里面分散，都有不同的聚会的地方。
So that's why it's important to know that, you know, and a small church, house church is the original model of the churches in Antioch.
所以我们要知道呢，就是家庭教会刚开始是教会发展的一个这个原型。
At the beginning of the church, you see that in Antioch, there's only two offices in the church.
那我们在这段圣经里看到呢，在安提阿教会这里有两种不同的人。
They have prophets and teachers.
先知和教师。
Now, eventually, you know, it evolved more and more. You know, and in fact, in Ephesians chapter 4, Paul is talking about that later, that the church have apostles, prophets, evangelists, the pastors, and teachers.
那后来保罗在这个以弗所书第四章讲到教会呢就是基督所设立的有这个使徒先知有传道的有牧师有教师。
So you can see that this is something changes in the churches eventually. Right now, even in most of the churches now, we have all this, I would say that we will have all five of this. We will have all four of this.
所以我们也看到在这个过程中教会一直在发展。到我们今天的教会的许多教会都有这四种的这个职分。
We don't have apostles anymore.
我们没有使徒了。
But we do have prophets.We have evangelists, we have pastors, we have teachers.
但是我们可以有先知，我们也可以有传道的，我们也可以有教牧师，我们也可以有教师。
And this is the work of God.
所以这是神的工作。
It's not the work of man, because God is the one who calling individual to function in the church and that particular position.
并不是人随意设立了，因为呢，实际上是神呼召人出来来承担这些职分。
Now we're going to go a little bit to look into this because this is this is five particular character there. It's very interesting.
那我们仔细看一看这个五个人呢，他们的背景实际上是非常的有意思。
Because it will tie into the background of the churches over there.
他也告诉我们在那个时候这个教会他的这个大部分人的背景是什么。
You remember Barnabas, right? Barnabas is a Hellenistic Jew who was born in Cyprus.
那么我们也知道巴拿巴呢是一个讲希腊话的犹太人，他是出生在塞浦路斯。
He's original that he lived in actually in Jerusalem, you know, at a very early beginning when they established the church in Jerusalem, and he was there.
那么他应该也是耶路撒冷教会最早期的发起人之一。
You also remember that he's the one that who sold his property and gave it to the church.
如果我们还记得的话，他在《使徒行传》里记载，他把自己的这个财产给卖了，然后呢，把这个剩的钱呢捐给了教会。
And he is also the one who's instrumental when after Paul's conversion, he bring Paul, you know, to the church to introduce Paul to the church, and later he sent Paul to back to Tarsus.
那我们还记得呢，在保罗呢，这个当他成为基督徒之后呢，巴拿巴非常重要，他把保罗带到当地的教会，把他介绍给当时的这个弟兄姊妹们，然后后来呢，又把保罗差遣到大树。
And he is also instrumental in planting churches from Jerusalem to Antioch.
那么他在这个耶路撒冷教会，同时也在安提阿教会的创办中也非常重要。
The second one we're going to look into that is Simeon.
第二位是西面。
And he's called Niger.
这里被称呼为尼杰。
And the Latin word of Niger is black.
那么这个尼杰它实际上就是一个拉丁语，实际上就是黑的意思。
Most of the Bible scholars agree that, you know, he's most likely is from Africa.
所以大部分的这个圣经的学者都认为他是从非洲来的。
Maybe from the nation of Cyrene.
也许呢是从这个Cyrene, 就是在现在的这个利比亚那个地方。
Remember earlier we talked about that the church in Antioch was started by the missionary from Cyprus and Cyrene.
我们也记得安提阿的教会是从这个塞浦路斯和这个古利奈，就是 Cyrene 来的这些宣教士成立的。
So he might be one of the original missionary, you know, sent to Antioch.
So 他呢应该是就是刚开始被送往安提阿传道的这一批人。
The next one we look into is Lucius.
下一位叫路求。
Now this one definitely saying that he's from Cyrene.
那么这里面他肯定是从古利奈来的。
And most likely he's the one that will go with went with Simeon to Antioch.You know, to be the missionary start the church there.
他有可能是和这个西面一起呢，到了这个安提阿，在那里开创这个教会。
So those are some of the background, but the last one, the next one is Manae.
那么下一位呢，这里讲到叫马念。
Now this particular individual is a really more or less like a noble at that particular time.
那这个时候这个马念呢，他应该是算是皇室的成员。
Because the Bible says that he brought up with Herod the tetrarch.
这里讲到他是与分封之王希律同养的。
Maybe they are in the family, so like a foster brother.
所以在他们是如果和希律王一起长大的话，他大概就像这个当然不是有血缘关系，但是就像兄弟似的。
Herod the tetrarch, who ruled over Judea and Perea.
这个希律王呢，那个时候是掌管犹太还有这个佩雷亚这个地方的。
If you remember, he's the one who executed John the Baptist.
他就是杀掉这个施洗约翰，把他砍头的那一位希律王。
But the fact that you know he is a nobleman.
那马念呢？他是一个这个皇族成员。
But he also coming to know Jesus as Lord and Savior.
但是他也相信了主耶稣基督，成为他个人的救主。
Telling us that you know when we meet friends and relatives, no matter what positions they are.
所以我们看到呢，无论我们的职位，我们的背景怎么样。
They also need the gospel. They also need Jesus Christ.
那每一位呢，都需要主的福音，也每一位都需要主耶稣基督。
Don't be afraid to share the gospel with your friends and relatives, no matter what positions they are.
所以如果我们的这个朋友和我们的这个亲戚中间呢，可能有不同职位的人，但是呢，你不要害怕和他们分享福音。
So remember Saul is the one from Tarsus.
我们也记得保罗是从大树来的。
He's not from Antioch.
他不是安提阿人。
But he actually spent over a year after his conversion, after Barnabas went to Tarsus, called him back to serve in the church in Antioch.
那么他得救以后呢，巴拿巴就把他带到安提阿的教会，他在那里大概服侍了有一年的时间。
So you know that all these five particular teachers and prophets in Antioch church might not be local people.
所以这五个人呢，他是这个教会的这个先知和教师，但是他们可能都不是安提阿人。
I think that if you look at this church, how does this church started?
如果我们看看我们自己的教会，我们这个教会当时是怎么成立的呢？
Well, I don't know the really detailed history how this church got started.
当然细节我不是很清楚。
But I believe that, you know, there is some Christians who work among this area sense that the calling that this is a place where so many different people, especially from China, they come to the university that they have never heard the gospel before.
那但是我也相信呢，就是肯定是当时有一群基督徒在这里，他们发现在这里有这么多的中国学生来到大学里学习，但是他们呢同时从来不认识耶稣基督。
And they are the ones that who have the vision start sharing the gospel with those non-believers.
所以他们这个时候呢，就像这个还没有信的人呢，开始传讲耶稣。
I believe that they starting Bible study at home.
他们可以从家里刚开始查经。
They have fellowship.
然后在一起聚会。
And they have worship.
然后在一起敬拜。
That's how they start the church.
那后来就成为一个教会。
See, there's a lot of similarity, but the thing is that it require every one of us to participate.
所以我们可以看到一些相似性，但是我们也看到呢，就是说在这个过程里面呢，需要每一位都来参与。
And again, this is the purpose of church is the brother and sister get together, exercise their gift to glorify God.
所以呢，在这个过程里面，弟兄姊妹在一起呢，把荣耀归给神。
So now we have a little bit, you know, understanding the church in Antioch. Now we can look into the next thing. So, see, while they were worshiping the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, "Set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work of which I have called them."
他们侍奉主禁食的时候，圣灵说要为我分派巴拿巴和扫罗去做我召他们所做的工。
At that particular time, the Bible is not published yet.
在那个时候呢，还没有新约圣经。
And what is so important is that all the believers, some of them really have the gift. They can listen and understand God's communicating to them.
所以那个时候呢，信徒呢要应该啊直接呢啊听来神和他们的这个交沟通和交流。
And they were so get used to listening to God and knowing that what God is asking them to do.
那个时候呢，他们也就啊比较平常的，就像啊来知道神所想让他们所行的旨意。
So at the time when they were fasting, they really focused on God.
当他们进食的时候呢，他们的这个心里面呢就啊集中在啊神的身上。
And they really get a clear message.
所以这个时候呢，他们就有一个很清晰的这个啊信息。
In fact, they sense that God is calling them to send Barnabas and Paul to go out to different area.
他们那个时候知道呢，神的旨意就是要把巴拿巴和扫罗啊分别出来，让要召他们做所他所做的工。
And this is important.
这个很重要。
At that particular time.The Holy Spirit directly involved calling people out.
在那个时候呢，圣灵呢直接啊呼召他所需要的人。
And the believer have to follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
那信徒呢就是服从圣灵的旨意。
This is not by individual's idea, but God's idea that they follow.
所以不是哪个人有一个什么想法，而是这个神的旨意。
When we look at next, they listen to God's calling, and what happened is that they after they have fasted and prayed.
所以他们听到这个圣灵的话语之后呢，他们进食祷告。
Sometimes when you hear God's talking to you,
有时候呢，我们可以听到神对我们讲话。
Whether we hearing because by reading God's word.
比如说我们在读圣经的时候
or maybe during our quiet time, somehow God reminded you certain thing,
或者在我们祷告的时候
but you need to make sure you confirm that that is the voice from God.
我们要做的就是说我们要确定这个声音是从神而来的
See, this is the second time the scriptures say that they have fast and pray again.
所以这里面讲到第二次他们进食祷告。
Be careful, brothers and sisters. Sometimes that we might sense that the first thing, the impression you have, okay, is from God.
那我们要注意一下，就是说有时候我们觉得啊，我们心里的第一个想法是从神而来的。
But it can be from Satan.
它可以从撒旦来。
Because that's one thing that later we're going to see that too, you know, in this short passage that you will see that.
那在这个章节里面，后面我们就会看到。
Okay. So that's why always remember that read God's word, pray about it over and over again till you find the final decision and you are sure that that's from God, then go ahead, do it.
所以呢，当我们在啊读神的话语，我们在祷告的时候呢，啊，我们需要一遍一遍的祷告，直到最后我们心里很确定这是神的旨意，想让我们所做的事情。
Another thing that I want to make sure that we understand this is that.
那么还有一点我们要明白。
Nowadays you can hear all kinds of stuff on the internet, you can read all kinds of stuff, but most important thing, read God's word.
那今天我们可以从网上看到啊任何的东西，所有的这个信息。
I appreciate my brother here, you know, 钟明 because the next year we're going to start this Sunday school is to help us to really understand how to study God's word.
但实际上呢，对我们最重要的是圣经，所以呢啊，我们也知道钟明弟兄在明年就开始给我们一个新的这个主日学，就是啊来教导我们该怎么学习圣经。
I don't believe that this is an accident.
所以这个不是一个巧合。
I believe that God is reminding each one of us that we need to study God's word diligently and faithfully and obey it all the time.
所以这个时候也许是神在提醒我们，我们应该对待神的话语应该就是说非常勤勉的去学习 然后非常带有这个信心的去学习，然后呢我们学到之后呢我们应该来遵行他的话语。
So now they start, because they confirmed God's calling, that they start sending out the worker to the mission field.
所以下一步呢他们就开始差派宣教同工。
Now remember that they sent two of them out.
他们差派了两位。
And both Barnabas and Paul,
巴拿巴和扫罗。
Now they were the teacher and the prophets.
他们是安提阿教会的老师还有先知。
See, sometimes when churches send out missionary,
有时候我们教会就是说派遣宣教士的时候。
It's not somebody who's new to be a Christian.
不是说他刚成为基督徒。
They really had to send somebody who had demonstrated their gift in the church.
他们应该派遣一些就是说在教会里面已经让大家所熟知的他有这个神的这个gift 在里面。
And also that they have a real good relationship with God.
而且他们和神的关系非常亲密。
And those are the people that God can use.
这样一些人呢是神所用的一些人。
But every one of us, you know, can have the opportunity to grow in our knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ.
同时呢我们每一位呢其实都有这个机会就是在认识主耶稣的认识上知识上和学识上都可以有长进。
And the church is here to equip you for the work of the ministry.
神也会借着教会这时候装备我们为我们做以后的以后做工有使用。
So I really encourage every one of you, don't just take it lightly for the Sunday school next year.
所以在座的每一位不要就是说看清明年的主日学。
I encourage you to come and to listen and to learn and to grow together.
所以我自己我也会来参加学习而且来长进。
On Acts chapter 13:4-5, now they start the journey and they went down to Cilicia and from there they sailed to Cyprus. And when they arrived in Salamis,They preach the word of God in the synagogue of the Jews. They also have John as their assistants.
他们既被圣灵差遣，就下到西流基，在那里坐船往塞浦路斯去。到了萨拉米，就在犹太人各会堂里传讲神的道，也有约翰做他们的帮手。
Now this is started the first missionary journey of Paul.
这是保罗开始他第一次的传教之旅。
Interesting that you know why they will go to Cyprus.
所以很奇怪，就是说他们为什么要先去塞浦路斯呢
？So earlier, you know, the Antioch Church didn't really tell them where to go, right?
在安提阿的教会其实没有告诉他们去哪里。
But Cyprus is the place, is a big island in the Mediterranean Sea.
因为我们也知道塞浦路斯是在这个地中海里面一个很大的岛。
In fact, this is a sea route that's so important for the whole region of the area.
那这个岛上有些航线呢，是对那个地区是非常非常重要的。
It's a commercial city with a large population of Jewish people.
它是一个很商业化的城市，而且呢有很大的这个犹太人的这个人口在里面。
So now they, when they arrived as a Salamis, now they preached the word in the synagogue of the Jews.
他们到了那个地方之后呢，他们就开始在犹太人的会堂里面传讲神的道。
You see something different here, right?They have not reached out to the Gentile yet.
所以当他们到那里的时候，他们还没有开始向外邦人传道。
They still go to the synagogue.
他们还是去犹太人的会堂里。
Why did they do that? Did you ever think about that? Why Paul and Barnabas would go to the synagogue first?
我们有没有想过他们为什么先去会堂呢
See, I think the Jewish people is the one that who really understand who God is.
我们知道犹太人那个时候是唯一认识这个神的民族。
But they still have not really understand who Jesus is.
他们只是还没有认识到主耶稣是谁。
That's the reason why the synagogue is the places where the Jewish people are still there, as well as some of the Gentile who converted to Judaism, they went to the synagogue.
那么在会堂里面主要是犹太人，也包括一些外邦人，他们就是说叛逆了这个犹太教。
And they are the ones that who really want to know more about God.
这些外邦人他们也是啊非常愿意来认识这位神。
So that is a concentration of a lot of people already. God is already impressed on their heart that they need to seek God.
所以会堂里这些人呢，应该是这他们是已经认识神，而且呢，他们还要继续来认识神的这一群人。
See, sometimes that when we do evangelism work,
当我们在有时候在宣教的时候
，a lot of time we don't pray hard enough.So that when God will send the people, He have already prepared to come to hear the message of our Lord Jesus Christ.
有时候我们在这个祷告的时候是比较有亏欠，我们祷告不是很有力量，所以呢，我们也没有尽心的祷告，让神派遣更多的宣教士来。
In fact, this is the way that the Paul had established his method or the strategy.To always go to the synagogue to start speaking to the Jewish people first. Again, the focus is the Jew first.
所以保罗在宣教的时候，他有这样的一个做法，就是如果这个地方有这个会堂的时候，他一定会先去这个犹太人的会堂里来宣教。
So if you after you finish reading the book of Acts, you start reading the rest of the New Testament, you find out that every time that Paul go to places.He will always go to a synagogue first.
所以在这个使徒行传后面的时候，我们也会看到啊，保罗每到一个地方就先去犹太人的会堂。
Now you also remember that earlier we talked about that he have John also went with them.
约翰呢，就是称为这个约翰的马可和也和他们在一起。
And one of the interesting that we don't pay attention to that, you know, as a Christian.God always puts someone else in your life that you can be an influencer to that particular individual.
所以当我们在基督徒的时候呢，神有时候会在我们旁边放一些对我们的生命会有帮助的这样一些基督徒。
And it's always important for us to remember.
我们还要记得。
Because if you have someone you're mentoring, you're guiding,It will also keep you in focus what your purpose as being a Christian.
如果我们在旁边呢，我们有一些我们可以教导的，我们也可以这个指导的这一些年轻的基督徒的话呢，这样的话，我们的这个目光也一直会聚集在这个神要为我们所做的事情上。
I remember one time when I was in the seminary.
我记得当我在这个神学院的时候
，A professor was challenging us.
那么这个有一个教授挑战我们。
He said, "Doesn't matter how long you become a pastor or a Christian worker."
他说：“我不管你们就是说做牧师或者是基督徒有多长时间了。
Make sure that you every year you have someone you take special interest in and focus to help them to grow and to be a mature Christian."
那你要确定呢，在每一年当中。你都要有你心里面有愿意帮助的这样的人，在这个时候呢，你在这一年里面，你要帮助他们成长。
If you don't have the focus to bring in people to Christ,
如果呢你没有这个定睛在这个把人带到基督面前的时候
，maybe your focus can also be deviated.
这个时候也许我们的这个目光呢，可能就会被带走。
Now, although that later, you know, John Mark had some, you know, a disagreement with Paul, but somehow later at the end of his Paul's ministry, John Mark once again become useful to Paul.
那这个称为这个约翰的马可呢，我们也知道，后来他和保罗在这个宣教过程中有一些纷争，所以他离开了保罗。不过后来在保罗在书信里面又讲到这个约翰，愿意把他再带回来。
Another interesting thing is that when you look at this particular one, they went to the town, you know, first time with all the Jewish people there, the Salamis there. There's no record for any conversion there.
在第六节之前呢，他们经过全岛，但是没有记载有一个人来相信耶稣的。
It's very beginning. You see, Sometimes you look at the gift that Paul has at that particular time. He was not able to even reach the single person.
所以我们也知道保罗是一个很有能力的人，但是在这个之前呢，他并没有让一个人带领他信主。
See, does it discourage him?
所以有时候可能是对我们其实非常不利。
Did he start forget about his missionary journey and just go home?
他这个时候完全可以就把这个事情放掉，回家算了。
No, he didn't.
但是他没有。
He focused on his calling and knowing that he just had to be faithful to doing what he is doing.
他还是要知道，他必须呢，就是说有信心啊，要一定要把神所交付他的事情给做好。
Brothers and sisters, sometimes you are working in the church, sometimes you get discouraged. But this is how God may be using that to train you, build you up. Don't be discouraged. Continue being faithful, doing what you are calling to do.
所以有时候我们在教会里也会遇到一些事情呢，让我们会觉得非常的泄气。但是呢，我们一定要记住啊，神交给我们的工作，不要泄气，一定要做下去。
Now Paul start moving on to the whole island, cross to the other side, the west side of the Cyprus.
他经过全岛，直到帕弗。这个时候呢，这个帕弗就是在这个岛的西边。
And this is a time that, you know, what Paul is encounter is opposition now.
这个时候呢，保罗就遇到一个和他相对的人。
So this particular opposition is actually,It's a satanic.
这个人呢，实际上是被这个魔鬼所附的。
And through a sorcerer who had a tremendous influence on the Roman deputy, the governor of that island.
他是一个有法术的这个人，他呢，而且这个人呢，和当时这个罗马政府的长官住在一起，对他有很大的影响。
You see, this particular governor and in Cyprus, he most likely he have heard about the name of Jesus.
那么这个官长呢，很可能就是已经听到了耶稣基督的名字。
And knowing that your Paul is in that particular area, that he want to see, want to hear what Paul have to say.
那么他听说保罗和巴拿巴在那个地区呢，他就把他们请来，想听神的道。
Well, I want to ask brother and sister a question here. At your work, at your school, you know, at your home,Does anybody come to you asking you about Jesus?
请问大家，你在学校、你在工作或者你在这个家里的时候，有没有任何人到你面前来问啊有关耶稣的事情
？Maybe you never think about that.
我们可能从来没有这么想过。
But this is time to remind us that it doesn't matter in what circumstances. That are you living the life of Jesus that people can see in you?
所以这个时候也就是也告诉我们呢，就是说啊，不管我们的情况怎么样，我们有没有活出主耶稣基督的生命来。
See, that's very important for us to remember that.
所以这一点很重要。
Okay, and I know that it's good that you raise children up, you know, but up to a certain point, they start questioning your belief, they start questioning the way you do things.But have you really lived up a good example? They can see that you are truly a disciples of Jesus Christ.
那么在孩子小的时候呢，我们当然也带领孩子来教会啊。但是到一定年纪的时候，他们肯定会怀疑啊我们的这个信仰。所以这个时候最重要的是，他们要看我们身上，你有没有真正活出主耶稣基督的生命来。
Now, if your children is following the law, praise God for that.
如果你的孩子呢还一直在教会里面有他的这个信心的话呢，我们就是把荣耀归给神。
If not,
如果没有的话
，pray for them。
我们为他们祷告。
Continue using your love to reach out for them because that is a primary focus. First come your family, and then before you go to the society.
我们要记住啊，一直要在爱里面为他们祷告，因为呢，我们的家庭啊，是我们的这个最重要的这个工作的地方啊，然后下来才是我们周围的这个生活的人。
Important thing that you see when we look at this particular resistance.
那么，在这个保罗所遇到的反抗里面呢
Paul had the wisdom to determine that this is something coming from Satan.
保罗也用他的智慧也意识到呢，这个是从撒旦而来的。
I'm not sure why the proconsul have an advisor, you know, like this sorcerer with him.
所以我也不清楚这个人为什么喜欢这个叫巴耶稣这个行法术的这个人，他把他带在身边。
I guess that it might be this particular sorcerer have some kind of magic that he performed.
那我也猜出来这个人呢，大概可以行一些这个啊异能和法术。
And this particular one attract this proconsul. That's why he want him to be advisor to give him some kind of spiritual advice.
所以他可以行异能呢，所以这个官长呢，也就是说啊，也觉得这个人很厉害，所以愿意来听他的一些对事情的一些建议。
Funny thing about this particular sorcerer, his name is Bar Jesus.
那么很奇怪，这个人的名字叫巴耶稣。
Now last time that Pastor Paul mentioned about that Bar means the son of Jesus.
上一次呢，刘青也说到这个巴耶稣意思就是耶稣的儿子的意思。
So we know that he is not son of Jesus.
那我们知道他不是耶稣的儿子。
He is just an imitator.
他就是一个欺骗的人。
But he has certain kind of powers not come from God.
但是呢，他身上确实有能力，不是从神而来的能力。
And we be careful, brothers and sisters. Sometimes that we will encounter somebody who will come to the church, you think that they can perform miracles.
那我们一定要小心，有时候教会会来一些人呢，他们身上确实有能力，可能会行一些神迹。
We have to have the discernment, knowing that the miracle that the individual perform have done, do they give honor and glory to God?
那我们要能辨别呢，就是说，他们如果可以行神迹的话呢，他们这个神迹呢，是他们有没有把这个荣耀最后归给神？
See, a lot of time, those kind of false teacher, false prophet, they put the honor and glory to himself or herself.
那很多时候，这些假教师和假先知呢，他们把这个荣耀归给自己。
If you know God well, if you understand the Bible well, you will know how to point it out, this false prophet.
如果我们了解神，了解圣经的时候，我们这个时候就明白他们是假教师、假先知了。
So what happened is that, and Paul right away to discern that this particular individual is having satanic influence.
所以保罗在这时候就辨别出来，这个人呢是有身上是有魔鬼在他身上。
But it was interesting. God is working.
不过这个时候我们也看到神的能力在工作。
Because the proconsul want to listen to Paul.
因为这个叫方伯侍求保罗呢，他愿意来听巴拿巴和保罗来讲神的道。
I believe that Paul have such a good relationship with God.
所以呢，保罗当然是和神有非常亲密的关系。
He discerned that this particular resistance is coming from Satan.
所以他也辨别出来这个人呢是从魔鬼而来。
He was not afraid to call it out.
所以他这个时候就说道。
Saying that, you know, this is something that is not honoring God, and you would be blind because you are not seeing the right thing.
他说，你不是从神而来的，而且呢，现在主的手要加在你身上，你要瞎眼，暂且不见日光。
See, brothers and sisters, sometimes that you go back to that, you know, if you are doing what God asks you to do.
弟兄姊妹们，如果我们有时候我们觉得我们在做神的工作的时候
，You will have some setback, resistance, and difficulty.
那么这个时候呢，你可能会遇到一些阻挡、抵挡或者困难。
In fact, you know, I know that most of the time, you might not even understand why a lot of time a missionaries in the field a lot of time get discouraged.
很多时候呢，就是我们派出的宣教士呢，实际上他们是他们灵里面实际上是非常被discouraged， 就是被。
When you are doing the word of God, you will get resistance, you will get persecution by our enemy.
当我们真正在做神的工的时候呢，你肯定会遇到抵抗，你肯定会遇到迫害。
Now our church is not hasn't having a pastor yet.
那我们教会现在还没有一个牧师。
But do you ever pray for your Sunday school teacher? Did you ever pray for your deacon? Did you really pray for God to make this church be known as a truly follower of Jesus Christ?
那么我们有没有为我们教会的这个主日学老师祷告？我们教会的这个执事们祷告，也为我们教会祷告，让我们成为这个耶稣真正的门徒。
This is the resistance comes because it's a spiritual battle.
因为实际上这里面是一个属灵的征战在里面。
It's not that what we can do, but what God can do through us.
不是说我们能做什么，而是神可以通过我们做什么。
That's why we should take prayer seriously.
所以呢，我们一定要非常注意祷告。
Because prayer is one of the weapons that God has given to us to resist the devil.
所以祷告呢，是神给我们赐给我们一个征战的兵器，让我们可以来抵挡魔鬼。
I really want to encourage the brothers and sisters next year, please come to the prayer meeting and pray for the church. And we are going to make some changes, you know, in a prayer meeting.
所以明年呢，请大家来我们教会的祷告会，为我们的教会祷告。
I want to make sure that every time when we pray, the prayer request that we have on Sunday bulletin, we will put it on even the Wednesday night, we will pray it together.
那么在现在我们教会的这个单张上面祷告事项呢，我们在礼拜三的晚上我们也应该祷告。
I believe that we need to remind one another, when we put the prayer request there, we are seriously because we want to see results that come from God.
因为当我们把这个祷告事项放在教会的这个祷告事项的单章里面呢，我们就说明我们非常严肃这件事情，我们一定要看到这件事情的结果。
I believe that if we take it seriously, God will bless this church.
如果我们对待这件事情严肃的话呢，神肯定会这个祝福我们的教会。
I don't want to hear anything like that. Wow, we are too busy that you don't have time to pray.
我也不想听到大家说，哎呀，我们是太忙了，我们没有时间来祷告。
Okay. If you don't, we provide you the information. You can pray in your own time, in your own place.
如果你太忙的话呢，就是说我们可以把祷告事项发给大家，我们自己在有空有时间的时候，我们自己来祷告。
The next thing is that we notice that here, you know, the verse 9 and 10 saying that the Paul's name now is called Saul now called to Paul.
在第九节里，我们看见扫罗又名保罗。
If you read the Bible, you are not, I don't think you can find the reason why suddenly Saul changed his name to Paul.
那圣经里面也没有告诉我们为什么保罗他扫罗的名字突然变成保罗了。
I was reading one particular Bible teacher. He's saying that. He said, this proconsul, his name is Paulus.
我在看一个这个圣经解老师的这个解释书，他说这个人呢，他比如说这个官长叫做士求保罗。
Maybe he's looking at how God's power have through him to convert this particular individual to be a children of God or to be a follower of Jesus Christ.
也许这个时候他就看到神的能力可以通过扫罗能够让这个士求保罗得救成为神的儿女儿子。
And I think that's very interesting because he is willing to give up his name, his early name Saul, to become Paul.
所以也许他是真正愿意就是说放弃他的以前的名字扫罗而成为一个保罗。
You remember that what is the name Saul come from?
如果我们知道的话扫罗是从哪里来的呢?
It's the first king of the Jewish kingdom, right?
是神所指定的犹太人的第一个王。
But he was not faithful to doing what God asked him to do, and he disobeyed God.
但他并没有遵行神的道，而最后背叛了神。
I believe that because realize that he need to follow God, and just like the proconsul, that he changed his name from Saul to Paul.
所以我觉得他是认识到这一点，所以他那个时候就像这个官长似的，他愿意把他的名字从扫罗改为保罗。
What's so important is this, you know, the incident that happened, now, but Jesus is blind, and he needs somebody to guide him. He can no longer guide himself. But the proconsul have seen what Paul has done, and then he believed. And that is a very crucial point here.
我们下来就看到这个巴耶稣，他的眼睛立刻昏蒙黑暗，四下里求人拉着手领他。啊，方伯看见所做的事，很稀奇主的道，就信了。
People can hear everything about what you talk about Jesus.
所以呢，我们可以听到我们讲的耶稣，关于耶稣的很多事情。
But do they see the result of the Christians living out, you know, the character of Jesus?
我们有没有看到我们基督徒试图活出主耶稣的品格的时候
？We might not have the power to perform miracle.
我们不一定有行神迹的这个能力。
But we have the wisdom to leading people to Christ by leading them to studying God's word.
但是我们应该有从神而来的智慧呢，来把他们带领到耶稣面前。
See, talking is easy.
讲话很容易
，Action is hard.
啊，做事情很困难。
I believe that today is the end of the 2023.
那么今天是2023年最后一天。
Just another 12 hours will be in the new year.
再过十二个小时就是明年了。
We have to remember that the old has passed, the new has come.
啊。我们要记得旧事已过、啊、全都是新的了。
Whatever happened in 2023 should not hinder you to continue to faithful to serve God and to evangelize for His name.
2023年发生的事情呢，不能够阻挡我们在新的一年里面，我们要做神的工。
Whatever you have not done to grow in the faith and the knowledge of Jesus Christ in 2023,
在2023年里面，我们啊所做的事情呢，
没有做到的事情，
我们没有做到的事情。
I want next year tomorrow you start anew.
明天呢，我们可以重新来做。
Because that's the hope that we have in Jesus Christ.
因为我们在主耶稣基督里的盼望。
It's not what we can do, but what God can do through you.
不是我们能做什么，而是神通过我们所做的。
Let us determine next year to study God's word well, to understand it well, to live out well, so that we can honor God in everything that we do.
所以，让我们在明年呢，我们要学习神的话啊，我们要明白神的话，同时呢，我们要活出神的话。所以呢，我们就可以，神就可以祝福我们在所做的每一件事上。
Next year, I hope that.This church will be continue united together to magnify our Lord Jesus Christ.
那明年呢？愿我们教会呢继续在一起，能够合一，让我们一起来活出神的生命。
We emphasize mission both local as well as global.
那我们也特别要强调啊，无论是地区还是全世界的这个宣教的事工。
We try to help to finish the work of the Great Commission.
我们要明白，我们要成就主耶稣的大使命。
And bring the good news to every corner of the world.
把福音传到世界的每一个角落。
We cannot do it, but we can support people who's doing that.
如果我们做不了的话，但是我们可以来帮助其他人做到。
If you read the bulletin today, you know that our church, you know, pointing out that there's three particular organization.That we can support them for their mission work.
那么在教会的单张上面也列出来有三个比较特殊的这个我们教会可以支持的这个基督徒的宣教机构。
I hope that we can do that doing our part, you know, to serve the purpose of the Great Commission.
所以呢，愿我们能够做到我们可以做的，这样我们可以来实现主耶稣基督的大使命。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
主耶稣基督，我们谢谢你，谢谢你给了我们今年保守了我们每一位弟兄姊妹，给我们的健康的身体。我们在这里真的感谢主，谢谢你，你是一个就是一个赦免的主，你这个宽恕我们以往的一切我们做的不对的地方。主啊，在你在十字架上也为我们的付出了这个我们代罪的代价在哪里，我们感谢你。我们在这里的，我们求你给我们有力量，我们在明年我们重生的开始啊，我们一同去学习神的话语，在这里活出了我们应该有的生命出来，把这个教会再一次的在这个沙漏时为你发光，要这里把神的信息传扬出去，把一些刚刚信的还没有信的弟兄姊妹，让他们都可以来到主的面前，接受了主耶稣基督的救恩，保守我们每一位，让我们这个新的一年都有一个新的决议，就是要活出了基督的生命。我们将祷告是奉主耶稣名求的，阿门，
阿门，阿门。